right. Well, as soon as we got that song, we ripped into it on the air immediately, right away. That's track 3 off the new record. Kate Nash has a brand new record out right now called Girl Talk. The song we just played is Death Proof, and Kate Nash is here right now. How are things?
They're good, thanks. How are you?
Things are going very well. I'm really nervous to talk to you. Can you tell by
Are you
by my
more nervous
shaking?
Because there's some scouts watching us?
There are some Boy Scouts here. It's their first taste of radio.
But it's awesome.
You're no stranger to radio.
No.
You're no stranger to playing shows, right? You just did a whole UK thing.
Yep.
Up and down the East Coast.
Yep.
Down south to like Argentina. And now you're sweeping through the, I guess the West Coast now. With a show tonight. And then
at the observatory,
which is a really relevant place. Everybody who's, you know, I guess really relevant in alternative music, they're all playing the observatory now. I hear nothing but good things about that venue.
Yeah, me too.
Right. And then tomorrow's the Troubadour in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And very cool. And then you're not stopping. After that is what?
San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And then we go, I don't remember them all in order, but it's Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, Salt Lake City, Denver.
Sure, and then that's not it. The world tour continues. You're going back to the UK. You're playing all these festivals. What's one of these major festivals you're looking forward to?
Glastonbury is my favorite festival in the world, basically. I think it's the best festival there is.
Is it? What are we missing out here? Because out here we have Coachella.
It's like there's no real rules. I think Coachella is really fun, but there's quite a lot of rules. And Glastonbury is like giant, and you can just like go wandering around for days and have like crazy adventures, and you lose everyone you're with, and then you find them a day later, and you kind of go to, there's like a lot more going on than just music. You know, there's huge like things made, like these art pieces, and there's like literary tents and like circus tents, and I don't know, it's just like crazy awesome place, and it's giant, and everyone like makes these huge flags and wears like crazy costumes, and it's really fun.
That's awesome. So it's like a music and arts festival, if you will.
Yeah, like there's like hippie tents where you just get like hippie food, and poetry tents, and like it's fun.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I'd love to be there one day.
You should come.
I should come. Again, Kate Nash in studio on a member-supported KX93.5. Not bad studios we have, right?
Awesome studios.
Right. I was telling somebody I wouldn't be on board if this thing wasn't legit. Everything from the studio space to the station vehicle to the mission behind our project, playing new music, playing a lot of independent artists and stuff like that. And we're happy to have you here. So your new record, Girl Talk. It's been out since March.
It has.
And I believe it's been tremendously well received. And it's probably something that you should definitely be proud of, because it sounds
Thank
really
you.
Good. Are you proud of it?
This is the thing I'm most proud of in my whole life, actually, making this record.
Really?
Yeah.
People have said that this is like your boldest, you know?
Yeah.
And most brazen or whatever. Now, you've been outspoken like in the past. And
since
kind
I
of,
came out of the womb.
Right. Kind of out there in your music. Do you find that that's the case? And what has changed? From the Kate Nash, I mean, you've been putting out records since like 2007. This is your third release now by my count officially.
Yeah.
Is there anything different, again, from this record to the stuff that you've already put out to the world?
Yeah, I think it's very different to my previous albums. I wrote predominantly on the bass. I've been playing bass guitar.
Oh, well, you got a go-to bass, like maybe a Fender J bass at home?
Fender P bass.
Cool.
And I basically, I was in a punk band for a couple of years playing bass, and then I just really loved how that felt and connected with that instrument. So that's how I wrote this record on bass. And I went through like quite a lot of emotional turmoil. And so this was like therapy making this record. And I had like quite a lot of life-changing things happen to me in the past 2 years. Some of them quite, you know, challenging and difficult. And I just threw everything into making this record, and this like helped me survive that. And
Beautiful.
Then it just, I think, you know, I've just sort of continued the ethos of like, I feel, because I'm a bit older now, and I've been through so much in the industry. Like when I started,
and
I was
you're
like,
you're still super young.
Yeah, I'm 25.
Right.
And I started when I was like 17. And then, you know, I think once you've like put out a record, and it was like a number one record in the UK, and there was a lot of like attention, and there was like the good and the bad that comes with that. And once you've had pictures of you in a magazine with your acne highlighted and been like given death threats on YouTube, you've kind of seen it all, and that makes you like less afraid. And now I don't really care like what anyone thinks of me. And I think being an example of someone that is imperfect and doesn't care.
Right.
As well.
Kate Nash in studio on KX93.5. You touched on it right there. When you put your stuff out there, even being a radio DJ, you're out there for the general public to, you're just out there, and you have to expect the criticism and stuff like that, and you just have to brush it off of your shoulder type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
brush
that's
yourself off and
try one
again.
Of those things that kind of come with the territory. You said that you are most, you're very happy with the new record called Girl Talk. Where was it written and recorded? You said, you know, a lot of bands, I talked to one band, they relocated to the desert in Arizona to record a record. One band, Skinny Lister from the UK, who just played Coachella, they recorded their whole last record on a boat somewhere.
Wow.
No, that's what bands are doing. I just heard an interview with this guy, Mike something or other from the band Phosphorescent. He relocated down to the beach in Mexico.
That's
just to maybe clear his mind, to maybe have an atmosphere that'll facilitate, producing art. So where did you...
It was pretty crazy. It's the craziest thing I've ever done with making a record, because I've only ever recorded in London until this album. And I went to... I met with Tom Biller because I knew I wanted to make the record with him. I really respected him.
And who is that for the uninitiated?
He produced the album. He's produced from like Liars to working on like soundtracks for movies, to working with like Kanye West on things and like indie bands. And
so it's the first time you're working with that producer?
Mm-hmm.
And how'd you link up with that guy?
I just contacted him and said, could I meet up for coffee with you? And I did. And we hung out for like 6 hours.
Oh, cool.
And then I figured, okay, we get on. We're hanging out for like a whole day. And then... I just was like, okay, I'm going to make the record in March. It's when I have to do it to like get through this emotional rubbish. And then Tom had worked with Fiona Apple in this place called the Paramore Mansion, which if you Google it, you can see how insane it looks. It's been there since the 20s, has like taxidermy tigers in it. And it is like a mansion on a hill in Echo Park and looking out on downtown LA. There's like grapefruit trees. You can pick fresh grapefruit. So it's like, there's dogs, there's guard dogs there that you have to be introduced to so they don't attack you. And
Amazing.
Then once they know you, they protect you.
Yeah.
And there's a giant ballroom with all these like gothic paintings. And it was like me and I have an all-girl band. So we were like staying there and sleeping there. And Tom would come in the morning and we just record till the night. And then you like burn fires to like keep women warm in the giant, house that doesn't have any heating and stuff. And apparently it's haunted. And it was the most like incredible experience of my life, because it was this like all the highs are really high, the lows are really low, and it's set in the surreal mansion in LA, which was crazy. And I have a lot of friends here who would come and hang out, and very healing. And I actually now, before I was always like, oh, it sounds, I thought it was all like stupid when people like, we need to get into like a headspace to make an album. I thought that was kind of like pretentious. And
right.
Now I think it doesn't matter if it's pretentious, because it actually can be so beneficial to completely change your setting and do something quite surreal, because you don't think about outside life. When you're in a mansion picking fresh grapefruit for breakfast and going into a ballroom, I'm not like worried about like what the internet thinks of me or like what some magazine in the UK, or
sure.
anything really. So it's so good to like cleanse and like wipe your brain of that stuff and go and make an album that's purely based on like what you want to make an album about and how you want to make a record, and to lock yourself in that. I think as long as you have someone like a sounding board, like a producer or someone to like you trust that isn't going to let you do something like completely.
Do you find that at this point in your career, you could call the shots now, you could basically pick and choose where you want to record, who you want to work with?
Well, I think on a certain level, yes, because I got dropped from my label last year. So I can do whatever I want, really, within a certain, there are limitations because I don't have a record label, but I do have really incredibly supportive fans who have like
right.
basically are like help like supporting me and supporting this record. And
that's the challenge, but I think it could be a welcome challenge to figure out with this new platform that you have, no record label, different ways to get the word out.
And I think now is if this happened to me 10 years ago, I might be screwed, but now it's like 2013, like Chris Hadfield is tweeting from space. Like there's things like the internet is insane, and the way you can communicate with people globally.
It's insane.
Is amazing.
You're very responsive on Twitter. We tweeted at you earlier. You tweeted right back at us, which is very cool. So when people tweet at you, it's you see that stuff, huh?
And my fans I recognize my fans from people that regularly tweet me online. And like, there's a bunch of fans in Argentina that I knew from being online, and they came to my hotel and I had breakfast with them in the hotel and stuff. And I feel even more grateful to them right now, because they're really, really supporting me. And without them, I'm not relying on a radio hit or anything, and I don't have a big record label supporting me. So it's me and my fans. I think that's really incredible, and something that it makes me even prouder of the record and even prouder of doing this world tour. And so I think, like we were just talking about Watsky, for example, like crazy things can happen on the internet. Like Watsky, the rapper,
right,
just tweeted, oh, Kate Nash should do a song with me. And I was like, a few people retweeted and I was like, who's this Watsky? And I checked him out and I was like, he's really cool. So I just said, I'm down. And then we started emailing and then he sent me a song and I recorded it in London.
That's great.
And then I was like, I'm going to be in LA in January. And he said, do you want to shoot a video? And I was like, yeah. And so now, like, you know, I've on his record and we performed in New York together. And that's just from one tweet. You know, it's ridiculous.
Right. So you could be super accessible to all your fans and yeah. make connections in the industry as well.
Yeah.
Right. And if people want to tweet at you, it's just at Kate Nash.
At Kate Nash. Yeah.
Awesome. You do have a website. You do have some philanthropy work to talk about. I want to rip into a song off the record, if you don't mind first.
Do it.
All right. The song's called Oh My God.
Oh My God.
I just watched the video.
Yep.
It's super cool.
You
guys are on the beach.
Yeah.
You're in the pool.
They're synchronized swimmers in my video.
Synchronized swimmers, exactly. Any VH1 storytellers type of moment you could give us with the song Oh My God?
So there's a scene in the video where I stand on the swimmers and get floated along the pool, which is by far the most like obnoxious and incredible thing I've ever done in my life. But they like, apparently they do it quite a lot as like part of their routine. And I did it a bunch of times and I was really like unsteady and nervous. And then they were like, okay, let's do one more. And I stand there and I'm foot first into this girl's vagina and standing on her chest. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm standing on her vagina. Oh my God, oh my God. And she's like, it's fine, it's fine. And then before I know it, they're just like floating along. And I'm like, I'm standing on this girl's vagina the whole time. And then I get off and I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I can't wait to watch that video again. And keep that specific part on a loop. Now I know more than the general public.
I'm sorry for standing
public.
On your vagina. She's
no, it's
listening.
Cool. Kate Nash in studio. We're about to play another track off the record called Girl Talk. We have so many questions for her in studio. Let's rip into the song right now. Song's called Oh My God, and you heard it first right here on member-supported KX93.5. God, it's new Kate Nash here on Member Supported KX93.5. Song's good.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
That'd be awkward if you like, I didn't like that.
Well, no, that's a good song. And we're going to continue to be playing it on the radio here. And by the way, thank you for supporting our little radio operation.
No, I think it's awesome. I really like when I've been to, like I was just saying, I've been to a few radio stations like this in America. And I really think it's awesome. It's a lot better way of doing things, I think.
Right on. I do believe so as well. So next time you're in Southern California, whatever, you got to take the time to support our little community listener-supported radio station. Thank you so much. We talked about the internet stuff and the Twitter. Mm-hmm. You do have a really rad blog, and it's called MyIgnorantYouth.com.
Yeah.
Where did you come up with that concept, and what could people see? I mean, it's film, it's fashion, it's music. Yeah. There's a lot going on your website.
Yeah. I guess I came up with that in 2008. I started a fanzine called My Ignorant Youth because I went from playing 300 capacity venues to like 3,000 capacity venues really quickly, and I was like, I don't know how to talk to the audience anymore because they're really far away from me, and I can't make little jokes with people because the guy at the back of the room is like, what is she talking about? And I wanted to be able to communicate with the audience, but I didn't know really how. So I started this fanzine, and I thought that was a cool way of doing it because then I could just throw the fanzine out. The crowd would be like crazy to try and get one, and then it just kind of became a thing, and I started my website, called it that. And because it's like about being able to be young and sort of, you know, ignorant in a way that's like, because I don't really like ignorance, but I think that, you know, you're sort of full of contradictions as you're growing up, and you have like all these opinions that you change your mind, and it's like you're entitled to having those. And so that's what it was kind of based about.
No, it's cool. Your website is it's really rad, and you're blogging yourself. Just had a blog entry just not too long ago, it seems like, talking about I'm looking at my watch, right? MTV declared you like fashionista of the day or something that. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
I thought that was a thing. Because
that's like on the news section. Sometimes the news gets uploaded. I run all the blog, and then the news things is like to keep it really current. So.
Well, you should check out your website.
I need to check my website out. Again, the last blog I did was like just before, like after tours, I do like blogs with loads of pictures from the tour and like all my emotions, just like spit them out.
No, it's very cool. And that's another way how like you're accessible to your fans and everything like that. Your philanthropy, I guess. What is Because I'm a Girl? Is it a foundation? It is something that you created? Is it something that you're on board with?
Yeah, it's something I'm on board with. It's Plan USA, it's a charity. It's a global charity, but Plan USA contacted me in January. I had dinner with them, and they basically work in like developing countries with girls and create lots of different groups dependent on, you know, the area and what sort of problems they're facing there. And some of them are very heavy issues and others are lighter, and it's really amazing work because they go and rather than like just chucking money at something, they ask communities like, what's going on, what's wrong, what how can we help in this community, and then they train the people within that community to be able to like fix those problems themselves. And I think there's a lot more pride and dignity, and that's long-term fixing rather than like, oh, let's fix it right now and then in 10 years, you know, you're like in a mess still. But this way the people in their own community can do it themselves and they don't have to be relying on someone. And then
right, it's like teach a man to fish and you feed him forever.
Absolutely. So that's been inspiring working with those guys.
How eye-opening was it for you to travel to Africa and see those things?
It
keeps you grounded, right? To be able to travel like abroad and stuff.
When you get back from being in Africa and you're like stressing out about things, sometimes it's like, well, I'm a musician and that's my life, so that's like fine. You know what I mean? Like I've just visited like schools where kids are like choosing education over being able to afford shoes. And so it does keep you grounded and grateful for what you're doing, and also like just how positive those people are and how grateful they are that you've come to visit them keeps you grounded, and like you realize what things you should be appreciating in life, and the joys that you can get from just like hanging out with people and meeting people that you don't even know. And and those girls in that group were incredible. They were really like strong-minded and they wanted to be like socialists and journalists, and the fact that they're like taking action in their community made me like, wow, I want to do that as well. You know, like they're like interviewing people and saying, how can we like improve this? And then they're doing like drama productions on it, or like, I don't know, just really amazing things. And and then there's like a culture shock as well of just being there and like driving down the street and seeing a wild baboon like just chilling on the side of the road, and a guy
wild
walking.
What?
Baboon.
A wild baboon?
A baboon.
You never see those here.
I know,
in Southern
you never
California.
See those just chilling on the side of the road.
Amazing.
And then like a guy with a machete, like walking down, and coffins being sold on the side of the road, and just like
just
so
different.
Much to take in, like sugarcane fields, like even the earth is a completely different color. It's like bright red, the mud, you know? Mm. So it's like so exciting. 3 days there, it was like a short trip that I just fit in, and it was like, oh my God, I really want to come back.
Well, we
here.
Know that you're basically touring the world right now, which is an absolute blessing. Where else would you like to visit?
That
you haven't been.
Peru. I'd really like to go to Peru. Mm-hmm. Jamaica.
I just took a trip to Israel, and it was the most amazing experience of my life. And I told myself that when I got back to the States, I wouldn't get caught up in the BS of like all the day-to-day stuff.
Yeah.
Now I'm all caught up.
And then
up
you did it. About 2 days
and
later. Totally.
Exactly. It's really hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah, traveling abroad overseas is amazing. Do you have a favorite venue out here in the United States?
Gosh.
Something that sticks out in your mind where you're like, oh my goodness, people in this particular city, they're really attentive to the music.
Oh.
And they really love it.
You know where it was really surprising was Salt Lake City, because, you know, it's in the middle of nowhere, and it was kind of surreal being in that town because it's so new, but built, you know, in the middle of nowhere. And I was like, wow, this is kind of weird. And the venue seemed really old, and it didn't seem like a venue. It seemed like there was just loads of stuff dumped there, and we had to like sort everything out to make it look like a venue. And then I had one of the most funnest, incredible shows. Like, all the kids were so passionate. They were like so happy that, you know, I'd come out there, and talking to them afterwards, there were so many like interesting things about meeting them. And yeah, that was really cool.
That's awesome. Salt Lake City, a pleasant surprise, right?
Yeah,
who would have thunk it?
I know.
Right?
Yeah, there was again, really cool kids there.
Kate Nash in studio. The record's out right now. You do have a show at the Observatory tonight.
Yep.
Which should be pretty cool. We actually have some tickets to give away for that, and a meet and greet. You were nice enough to, I guess, agree to do that just for a couple of our listeners.
Yeah.
What is Rock and Roll for Girls, the after-school program?
I started that in 2011. I found out like some shocking statistics on the gender gap in the music industry and how little female songwriters there are in comparison to male. So I wanted to do something about it, and I read about like a rock and roll camp that they have over in like New York and Portland and Seattle, and Kathleen Hanna from Bikini Kill had mentioned them in an interview, and I was like, I want to do something like that in the UK. So I started doing it in schools, and you know, we did a show.
So that is an organization that you established?
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome.
And we did a show in London. We went like worked with kids for like a year. We did them. They played drums for the first time, bass for the first time, did like a lot of self-esteem work, essentially. And girls went from like not being so freaked out, like performing in front of their classmates, to standing in front of 800 people and performing a song that they'd written really confidently. And they were so like buzzed afterwards. And it's like, for me, it's an ongoing, I'm going to do another event at the end of the year. And I want to do that, work on that for like next 20 years, you know, like, yeah.
That's just as admirable almost as you know, working in Africa.
Thank
type
you.
Of thing. Yeah, Kate Nash in studio. All right, here's my go-to questions.
Okay.
And I couldn't let you leave without doing this.
Okay.
What were you listening to growing up? Like, what were your folks listening to? What was the music you were raised on?
My mom and dad had great taste, like the Beatles, Rolling Stones, Johnny Cash, Nilsson, and then a lot of Irish folk music. My mom's Irish. And I remember hearing Janis Joplin for the first time, and my mum played her to me, and I was like, my mind was blown that
really?
I was like, this is a woman singing, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And then I grew up on like a lot of pop and R&B, and then when I was 16 I delved into like alternative, like punk music, and so now I'm actually kind of an amalgamation of all of that.
Was your first band that Runaways-esque girl punk band or something that you alluded to earlier?
The Receders.
Was that your band?
The Receders was a punk band that I was in with two of my friends. Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, I played piano growing up, so I like all my first songs I wrote were on the piano.
Oh, really?
Because I played classical music. Yeah, I played it to like grade 6 classical piano.
Is that one of the differences between all the other stuff before and this brand new record called Girl Talk?
Yeah,
and
you said
this one was written on the bass.
On the bass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just important, I think, to change things up. Like for me anyway, I get like more inspired when I'm like working on something new, because it also changes the way that you approach writing a song completely. So.
And you yourself a multi-instrumentalist, huh?
I am.
Are you a self-taught person, or did you go to school for that?
Piano, I went to a music teacher around the corner from my house. So I learned that, you know, I did grades to grade 6. guitar. I did a few lessons with this hippie guy who lived around the corner from my house, who like had like a tree that he painted himself and hung loads of weird stuff on, and everyone thought he was really freaky, but I really liked him.
Really?
And then did bass, I'm self-taught bass.
Do you ever thank that guy maybe in your liner notes or something in an album cover?
I actually haven't, but I think I did on my first record, not on this one. But I think I did on my first record, my first piano teacher. I thanked like a million people on my first record.
Again, Kate Nash in studio on member-supported KX93.5. The show is tonight at the Observatory. If you were so fortunate enough to have a tour rider at this event, what would be in your tour rider?
My rider? I don't know. I'm trying actually to like be more environmentally friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like cutting down like plastic bottles and stuff like that.
Right.
Everyone's getting flasks and like...
Well, I guess there's some people out there who don't know what a tour rider is.
So like the food and drink that you supply for people, basically you and your crew when you like arrive, because sometimes it's difficult to go out and get
right.
food.
Maybe
so like you hear
backstage.
Stories of people getting like puppies or like only blue M&Ms or something. But I'm like just like hummus and like carrot sticks and beer and some spirits. Like that's all I really
sure.
need.
See, we ask the tough questions here, Kate.
I know, I'm not very good at extravagant. But I don't like the idea of waste.
You started out playing in the diviest of bars.
Yeah.
You know, 300 people venues and then 3,000 people venues. And now you're playing all these huge festivals out in the UK and here in the United States. I imagine someone has asked you somewhere down the line what you wanted backstage.
Yeah. And I do have like a rider, but it's not very exciting. It's just like hummus, basically. It's mainly hummus.
Here's another question for you. The Desert Island Disc question. If you, what's that one record that you could never part with? You always have to have that physical copy. You're never going to lend it to a friend because, you know
yeah.
you're never going to see it again. You're never going to sell it to Music Trader for pennies on the dollar. What's that one record? Tyler loves this question. I ask this question to everybody.
It's Live Through This by Hole.
Really?
Yeah.
And who turns you on to that Courtney Love goodness?
Oh, I don't know. I think just from like getting into Nirvana and stuff, that's where I got into Hole.
Mm-hmm. Right on. By the way, who did the artwork for this new record? I'm looking at the CD, the Girl Talk record, which is available right now. Actually,
it's awesome,
came out
isn't
in
it?
March. There's pictures. There's art.
There's pictures of me naked in there.
No, there's not. Is there?
Yeah, that little baby in the bath. That's me.
That little baby in the... This is you? Awesome. Very risque. Right. We should also mention that we have a bunch of Boy Scouts from Laguna Beach in studio
hi.
Here. So,
can
hi,
they
everybody.
Say hi?
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Aww.
Cub Scouts. It's the Tiger Cub. I don't know. It's so hard for me right now to keep up with all of these scouts, you guys.
You see the back, the cake on the back? I made that cake in real life.
You made this cake is also featured on your website.
Yeah.
Again, myignorantyouth.com is any and all information regarding Kate Nash. It's all up on the website. You said you what with this cake?
I made it. There's a video of me eating that cake. I genuinely made that cake. That was how I announced the record title, because I made a cake, a Girl Talk cake.
Really?
Yeah, you can watch it on YouTube or on Pledge Music.
We're on it.
But me and my friend Emma Chitty made the artwork, and she's in a band called Sugar, and she's one of the most beautiful humans ever. And Christopher Daly took the picture. He's awesome.
Very cool. Again, new record's out right now. It's called Girl Talk. It's the third LP, right?
Yeah.
The third full length from Kate Nash, who's in studio right now. Anything you want to say to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Kate Nash thus far?
It's storytelling, and it's pop music with... it's very honest and sarcastic, and sometimes self-deprecating, but quite raw. And this album's a little different from the other stuff because it's more inspired by, I guess, like rock and punk sounds.
Very cool. Well, again, Kate, thank you so much for taking the time. The show is at the Observatory tonight, really rad venue for a show. We do have a stack of tickets to give away, you guys, and possible meet and greet with yourself.
With me.
All right, I already met you, so I'll leave it up to a listener. We do have a phone number, 949-715-5936. If you're in and around the greater Southern Orange County area, you want to see the show tonight at the Observatory, again, call us here and we'll try to get you in, 949-715-5936. That's all I got for you, Kate.
That's people listening from Argentina.
No way.
Diego Fioravanti. He said, I'm already hearing from Argentina.
That's great. Thank you to everybody in Argentina. How did that show go, by the way?
Oh, it was so awesome. There's such lovely people out there in South America. People are just so passionate and lovely. So it's awesome.
Cool. I have so many questions. We could be here for hours. But you got a sound check at the venue. Again, yeah. Kate Nash in studio, thanks so much. We'll have this available for consumption a little bit later on our website, kx935.com.
You be good.
Thank you.
And we'll see you soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right, KX935.